Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report and bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Guiding Service. Pete, sounds like you've been out on a few bodies of water this week.
I was on Madison Chain this week, earlier in the week. We started off, we probably caught a dozen walleyes. That group just wanted to throw fish back, so threw those all back, caught a 21-inch smallmouth, and then went after bluegills and probably caught 75 of those and threw those all back, but they were very happy. And those fish, and actually it seems this summer I've had half of my trips that they just want to catch and release, which is fine by me. And it was a fun day. And then I was on Green Lake here this week and got into some perch, but they weren't real big, but we did get a couple nice perch, and then moved around and found a deep weed line in like 17 feet and caught 40 nice bluegills. And they were biting really good. If you got perfectly on their weed line, we caught them real good.
Awesome. So, there's nothing wrong with catching and releasing just for leisure, right? Let the fish live their life after they go after the bait.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. It's I kind of enjoy that, seeing that when the fish are going back. It's always a good thing. And now I also have a musky trip. They've been starting to turn on here. I know it's hot this week, but you start getting some of these cooler nights and getting closer to fall here, the musky and game fish turn on a little more. And so we're going to do a musky trip here at the end of week and see how that goes. Nothing's guaranteed with that, but I do know some areas that are holding fish, so we'll see what happens.
Awesome stuff. Hey, what other bodies of water, what have you been hearing about fish that are biting across the region?
I heard the Winnebago perch bite is, you know, hit and miss. Some days are good, not. I've heard butterworms, chunker crawlers still being the best thing to use. I have not been up there myself, but just what I've heard. And there is a tournament here on Sunday on Fox Lake, a walleye tournament. I believe you can sign up at Fishtails for that. And probably looking forward to a good number of boats in that. And I believe, the Lake District on Beaver Dam, the DNR had stocked a bunch of walleyes this year, so they asked us not to put in walleyes. So we're going to put in, if I had to guess, about $24,000 worth of bluegills. So there'll be a lot of bluegills put in the lake, and hopefully they get a chance to take off and replenish.
Yeah, so what can happen if you, say, end up with too many walleyes in a lake?
I don't know if it's possible, but, when they stock, they ask us not to, so then they can see, like, the young of year, if there's any that they stocked or not stocked. So now next year we'll stock walleyes and probably perch. Mm-hmm. So it's just, you know, just kind of, they ask that we don't do that on the year that they stock, which is understandable because they put in, I believe, 175,000 walleyes.
Gotcha.
This spring. So, I mean, that would cost us a hefty price tag to put in that many fish.
Okay. Well, tell us about Best Dam Guiding Service if people want to have a great fishing experience.
Yep. I'm booking trips here for fall and winter trips. If you'd like to book a trip, call me at 608-609-2707 or find me on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Dam Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate all you do. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate it, Wade. Thank you.
Let's get our weekly rendezvous with the Landing a Bait Shop on Little Green Lake. Todd, how's your week been, and what do you anticipate this weekend?
You know, it's been pretty good. Guys are catching a lot of fish. Muskies have still been really good. Guys are catching all sorts of really nice big fish. They're catching bluegills and perch. Bass have been pretty good. So seems like all the fish have moved into some shallower water. Not saying you can't catch them out deeper, but all the fishermen that I've talked to and even myself, we've gone out and looked around the lake, and the weeds are in about 4 to 5 foot of water and shallower, and that seems to be where the panfish are, and that's bringing all the game fish right up in there also.
What have they been using to catch the fish? Anything out of the ordinary?
You know, no, pretty much, you know, bluegills and perch, minnows and worms. The muskies, I heard bucktails have been really good. I got a buddy coming this week, so we're going to be trying after a bunch of muskies this week coming up. But I think that, boy, this is going to be a really good week of fishing. I know the moon phase is right. This weekend should be, you know, 80-some degrees, a little warmer today, but I'm going to be beautiful fishing.
All right. Obviously, when you go fishing, you have to stop at the landing to get all the local knowledge, the up-to-date knowledge. Tell us what you have, when you're open, and where you're located.
You know, we got our summer or our fall hours now, so we are closed on Mondays. But other than that, we're open 6 days, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. You've got anything and everything you need, so come on in.
Thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
Let's move to the Madison chain right now and bring in Pat from D&S Bait and Tackle. Pat, what's the fishing been like in the Madison chain here this weekend into the weekend?
Well, you know, we had a beautiful start to the week, and then things started to get a little warmer, and it was very sunny and pretty dry here. So, you know, those warmer temps after things were starting to cool down seemed like it might have slowed some of the action a little bit. And I know I've heard about a few algae blooms around town, but they're still getting plenty of fish out there. The bluegill bite around town's been great. Lots of great walleye and smallmouth on Mendota. So folks are still happy. It just seems like we're slipping a little bit back into summer here with these warmer temps.
Explain what happens to get an algae bloom and then how that affects fishing.
Well, you know, it certainly makes things green and unpleasant at times, just to be hanging around. But as far as the fishing, I don't know that it makes that much difference. They say that the algae, you know, while you can't see down into the water on the surface, actually it's just, you know, maybe a foot or so of gross water before the water clears up some, you know, or decently below the water's surface. But it's mostly just an unpleasant thing, really.
All right. Anything else you're hearing about fishing in your neck of the woods before you tell us about D&S?
Yeah, there's been a great bite for bluegills down off the Monona Terrace wall, and walleye have come in there at night, so that's been interesting. I haven't heard much in the way of muskie, which is a little unusual as we get into fall here, but it has been warm. But yeah, the bass and walleye action on Lake Mendota, like I mentioned, has been wonderful.
All right. So tell us about D&S Bait and Tackle.
Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison, right near the corner of Northport and Troy Drive, and a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch. And we're just a quick jog off the interstate for folks coming into town. We do publish a weekly fishing report. You can check that out on our social media at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop, or if you want to call the old school phone number, it's 608 Big Fish is the number there. So get up to date. I update that every Friday morning.
All right. I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week. Thank you so much, Pat.
Thanks, Wade. Always a pleasure. You take care.
Let's move our attention to Fishtails in Fox Lake right now and bring in Dave. It sounds like it's going to be a busy weekend at Fishtails, Dave.
Yeah, there's some stuff going on. I'll tell you about that later. It's been really good this week fishing-wise. The panfish are biting really good. They're getting some nice walleyes. The only thing that's a little bit slow has been the bass, but the pike have been biting. Actually, a couple of really nice muskies also. But the fishing has been good. I mean, we're having unusual weather. It's warmer than it should be, but it's the time of the year when the moon phase and everything else switches where they start putting the feed bag on whether it's warm outside or not. So, you know, the fishing, not just here, the other local lakes, Green Lake and all that, Winnebago, the fishing's been very good. So, you know, a lot of people aren't fishing anymore. They're hunting or whatever, but it's that time of the year when they really start kicking in. And I wanted to mention we're going to have a little walleye tournament here Sunday, 6:30 to 2. The first 19 boats that sign up are in. If you want to sign up, you can come to the bait shop and sign up for it.
Good stuff there, and it should be a fun time. And so you mentioned, you know, we had like cooler weather last week here, but now we're going to see lows like into the 60s only for the next week, and fish are probably a little confused, aren't they?
Well, that's what I was getting at. You know, as far as normally the water temps are dropping this time of year, and you know, the fish feed heavily when it does. But what I meant was that, you know, like the moon phases and the time of the year, the later it gets, they still turn on because of the time of the year more than just water temp. You know, I was on Big Green yesterday. It was still 70 degrees, which is very unusual. And it's over 70 out here. But again, the fish are getting more and more active as it gets later in the season. And it just is going to get better all along.
Well, again, if people want to sign up for that event on Sunday or just stop out, get all the local knowledge and stock up for your fishing trip, tell us about Fishtails.
Well, you can stop in anytime from 6 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 6 to 5 on Sunday. And, yeah, you can stop in and sign up. We got everything you would need bait-wise. We're still renting boats. You need gas, you pull right up and get some gas. And anything you need, we got it. We're right downtown Fox Lake. You can't miss us.
Dave, I appreciate the time, and good luck, and we'll talk to you next week at Fishtails.
Okay, thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency, and Mako brand boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2025 models now or store and winterize your boat for the year. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
Let's roll on the ESPN Outdoors report today and bring in the one and only Rick Wentland. Rick, you're on the lake as we speak today, huh?
We're on the lake, bluegill fishing out here in Big Green, fishing some of the cribs. But for whatever reason today, it's really weird that it seems like all the big ones have disappeared. We're catching a ton of fish, but just no big ones.
So, what types of fish are you catching?
Bluegills. We're going for after the big bluegills. We were up here on Tuesday and did really well on big ones with a lot of small ones mixed in, but it seems like today all we're catching is relatively like 6 to 8 inches instead of 8 to 10 inches.
What are you using for bait out there today?
Just a red worm. Drop shot with a red worm. That's it.
How are now you're on Big Green Lake, you said, right?
Right.
Yeah, so what are that's a pretty deep. How quickly does that lake get deep? I mean, what are the shorelines like out in Big Green?
Well, there's spots where you can be in I got a 21-foot bass boat. The front end can be in 4 feet, and the back end can be in 53 feet. I mean, it's just a straight drop wall. You know, there's a lot of places. It's that way actually all over Big Green that, you know, just the width of your boat, you can be a 20, 25-foot difference.
And how deep does that place get?
Over 280 feet, I believe.
So what's at the bottom? I mean, are there different types of fish that won't go that deep? Or are there fish that just kind of hang out down there? I mean, the Loch Ness Monster's down there, I don't think, are there?
Yeah, well, they always say the Chicago Mafia back in the day, that's where they used to put all the bodies out in the deep spot. But there's a lot of lake trout that are in like 200 feet of water on a regular basis. I mean, a lot of guys throw a 1.5 ounce jig, and they're jigging, you know, in 150, 200 feet of water for these big lake trout. But
so
for the most part, I don't fish any deeper than like 20 feet out here.
Gotcha. You been anywhere else this week fishing where you had some success or anything to report?
Nope, just out here. I was out here Tuesday, we're out here today, and my partner right now, he's reeling in a monster right now.
Do you have to help him at all or not? You okay?
No, we're good.
Bear hunting didn't quite go so well, but it was a nice day to get with nature last week.
Yeah, we spent 4 days in the woods. Usually went out about 3:30 every day. You know, before I got there was a lot of bears coming in during the day. Unfortunately, once we got there, for whatever reason, something clicked. And all these bears were coming in from like 10 o'clock to like 4 in the morning. And the only day shots we were getting are wolves.
Okay.
And a lot of wolves, what they say is a lot of wolves will come in during the day and they'll keep a lot of the bears away.
Okay.
So I think that's what happened. And then, you know, the last couple of days we even had a few sites that weren't even getting hit during the day or the night at all. I don't know, something changed. You know, I don't know if the acorn crop started. There was a lot more guys in the woods because dog running started yesterday. And once that starts, I mean, they just chase the bears all around and they kind of get away from the baits for like 2 weeks. So maybe in a week or two, I might go back up. I know another friend of mine lives in Hayward. He had some success. They had 3 bears on the ground on the sites that he was baiting. So, you know, I might go up there. I'm not sure yet. But
all right. How about the bow? Are you a bow hunter? Are you getting out in the woods bow hunting?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely bow hunter. But in the last couple of years, I don't even go out till like the second, third week in October. You know, a lot less mosquitoes, a lot less bugs. To be honest, I haven't even checked my stands yet, which is not like me at all either. But with bear hunting and stuff, it didn't work out. But oh yeah, I spent a lot of time in the deer woods.
All right, Rick. Well, if people want to get back on the water and they want to have a great opportunity to catch some fish, tell us about Raw Bass Customs, where they can find your top notch baits.
I literally paint 60 different lure blanks, and geez, these bluegills are running small. And right now they're available at Fishtails and Fox Lake, M&M Tackle and Portage, Stews in Partyville, and Dick Smith's Bait and Tackle in Pewaukee.
All right, I'll let you reel in that fish. It sounds like you got on your line, Rick, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.